This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I feel like we're now to Bregman, like that's... I don't even know what you'd call that in terms of like a plan. Because what was plan A? Was Pete Alonso plan A and they gave him this pathetic offer? And now what's Alex Bregman? Is he also plan A? Was he plan B? Like, what's the plan? I feel like the plan, we've completely lost the plot here with this Red Sox offseason. When it comes to the bats, I feel like there's not really a plan at all. I feel like they're just kind of flailing right now.
My plan A was both.
Right. Yeah. Like, that'd have been fine.
We all agreed. We all wanted that. Alonso Bregman. The thing with me is, like, are they caught off guard when they have these conversations and hear the years and money these guys are offering that we all have agreed of this kind of realm of possibility of where those numbers will lie? It seems like the Red Sox are shocked every time they hear these numbers, like, oh my God, we can't do that. And I'm thinking, what did you expect?
You think he knew when, like, that tidbit that from MLB Network, that was maybe what, an hour before the signing? Do you think he knew at that point that they were out?
He's probably known all along.
He said
he's probably known all along what he was allowed to offer and that it wouldn't be enough and that they'd probably get laughed off the phone. I'm sure he knew
so
that. Yeah.
Why talk this big of a game? Like, he says we need middle of the order home run power. Like, we need that dude in the middle of the lineup. And it's like, okay, but we're going to offer Pete Alonso about 65 to 70% of what he's going to eventually get.
I've been saying this for years. Stop talking, Craig Breslow. There's nothing good that has ever come of it. Not one good thing ever has come from that. I don't get why he says the things he says. Sometimes it's fun as a fan. You get excited. You hear the quotes. But then you hear plan B, C, D, and E. Can you imagine them meeting? All right, guys, we're on to plan E. What does that look like?
We could look back and say we've won more games than we otherwise would have because of the way that this roster is now able to come together.
What if plan E is plan Eugenio Suarez? Hey, like that?
If he's the second guy they add after Bregman, I could accept it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good night. Tip your waitresses, everybody.
Good Lord.
I'm here all week.
It's almost like with Breslow and some of these quotes. It's like, do you guys remember when they were looking for the GM that eventually became Breslow and Sam Kennedy
plan
said...
Plan E.
Plan Z.
And do you remember Sam Kennedy said, well, people are going to want this job. And remember, at the time, right, no one wanted the job. And he said, people are going to want this job because it's the Boston Red Sox, and people are going to want to be here. And if you don't want to be here, we don't want you.
Well, you have a 1.4 rating on Glassdoor, so nobody wants the job.
Do you think it's the same thing with players? It's like, well, if you don't want to take way under market value to be here, we don't want you.
That's kind of what it felt like the aura of the Yankees was for a while, where they were like, duh. You want to be here. You want to play for us.
And they'd still pay.
They spent, though. I mean, they'd go. There was not, the salary cap wasn't even a thought. There was no luxury tax back then. They could just do whatever they wanted.
They were the only team that spent.
And they wanted to, yeah. And then the Red Sox eventually caught up to them.
I mean, like, after they stopped winning World Series.
Yeah.
There was a little stretch where the Yankees got a little cringe, and they kind of operated in that way. And it feels like the Red Sox might be doing that nowadays. Like, don't you want to play at Fenway? And it's cool. I'm sure there's still an allure to playing at Fenway, but money talks.
Really, the Red Sox have been doing this since John Lester, right? Like, they offered John Lester that little contract, and then he sat him down and played, like, a video, and it was like, this could be your future, whatever it was.
You're talking about when they traded him and then tried to re-sign him with a low-ball offer?
They made him a scrapbook.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. It was something like that. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
That's cute.
But he was like, no, I'm going to go get paid, thanks.
But at least with that, They recognized their mistake, and they signed David Price the next offseason.
Right.
Say what you will about the contract. That guy won you a World Series.
Yep.
A big signing won you a World Series.
Yep.
That's the ultimate example. When you hear people like, well, I'm not upset about the Red Sox walking away from Pete Alonso because it wasn't at their number or years. David Price, the contract was a disaster the last few years. Nobody cared. Not a soul cared because they won the World Series, and he was a key component in that. And if you're – what's that quote? If you're rational about every free agent, you're always going to finish second or third. And that's a great example today, unfortunately.
Yeah, 100%. They traded for Chris Sale, too. I mean, like, they were going. Dombrowski was out there. He was big game hunting. And this team just isn't. I mean, they seemed like they were maybe last year. It seemed like they were turning the page. And now we're back to, you know, it seems like the first year of Breslow and those years of High and Bloom. Only without Kyle Schwarber. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones here, take a couple calls. Ralph is down in Cranston, and he has a thought on Craig Breslow. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, first, stop blaming Breslow and stop. Kennedy's just like, he's a whipping boy. He's just, do this, dance, why don't we tell you to dance? These guys, it's not their money. They're told what to do. And I thought Breslow did a pretty good job last year, except for the trading deadlines. Now, this team put themselves, I am seething and I am gloating, because in the 2024 deadline, Guerrero was there for the taking. Toronto was having all kinds of problems. You could have put something together and got him. They like Casas. You could have did Casas. You could have did Bayo and somebody else. You could have got him, and you could have got him after the year. And that would have been, you would have been building this team on him, Anthony, and Crochet. And that's what they should have done then. So they dragged their heels. This team does not want to spend it. It's not Breslow. This team does not want to spend the money. Guys, I don't want to see, what's his name, the shortstop, Bichette. I don't want to see him. I want a good shortstop. And keep in mind, they don't know who's playing first, second, short, or third right now. They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
you know?
They do. Ralph, thanks for the call. Oh, I thought you were done. Sorry, Ralph. Anyway, thank you for checking in, and you made a lot of good points. I don't blame Breslow necessarily. I don't think that he sets the budget. I think that he's asked to operate under certain parameters. We heard that a million times with Sam Kennedy 2 years ago, and I think we're back to that again. I mean, if there was ever a guy that was exactly what you needed, it was Pete Alonso. And if you have the money to do it, it's almost exactly what you saved with Rafael Devers. You had the money to do it. You're ready to go out and spend, like you've been saying, and you're not even close. Like, that to me tells me that they're not really serious.
Yeah, when we talk about the lack of spending and the lack of conviction, we're talking about the front office overall, but you can't just say Craig Breslow doesn't deserve blame. He operates as the GM, so he has to take a portion of it. But if you want to point out the main people that you point to, you have to look at ownership.
Starts at the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the skittishness about ages has predated Breslow by, and we were just talking about John Lester, like, mm-hmm. It predates Breslow by multiple regimes. Like,
sure.
this is, I mean, it's not just pitchers. I mean, this has been a pattern with this organization pretty much since the Pablo Hanley signings. Like, once those went south, their willingness to spend on dudes who would finish their contract above the age of 36,
yeah,
that their willingness to do that way down.
Those were under Charrington, right? That was all Charrington, Pablo, and Hanley and all that?
Yeah, it was.
So they did hire Dombrowski afterwards, and he was willing to go out there and do it, but then they said, that's enough of this.
Right.
We have the best team we've ever had, and then 2 years later, he's out the door too.
Yeah, let's gut it. The last time they didn't care, they won the World Series doing that. So I just don't get the way they operate just doesn't, there's, the logic behind it does not exist. There is no logic. It's one time, sometimes they want to spend, and I don't know what they're afraid of. If you don't spend, you got no shot. So the way you're operating now, you are not going to win the World Series. And if that's what you're afraid of, then, well, there it is right in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, they did spend. Like, they did spend this past offseason, and then they traded $30 million off the right, you know? So, like, they did spend, but they got their money back, you know? And now I feel like that's maybe the transaction that we're all sort of missing. It's like, oh, well, now they got $30 million to spend. No. That $30 million went to cover the extension and Aroldis Chapman and Roman Anthony and everybody else. That's where that $30 million, when it's already been spent, it's already gone. Like, you don't have money to spend now. That's what it feels like.
Like, we just talk about Lester and then and then pivoting to Price when you realize your mistake. It's like we had the Lester, it's Devers. We just haven't had the pivot. We haven't had right. like Pete Alonso was your David Price here.
Yeah.
That was it was right there in front of you. And to me, the reason that this is such a problematic day as opposed to yesterday when Kyle Schwarber came off the board is there's really no other options that fit that ilk. Right? Like the Alonso and Schwarber were the two premier power bats. You could hit 3-4 in the lineup, whatever, and they're going to carry your offense. It's going to be Roman, it's going to be them, and hopefully someone else. Like that guy, the power version is just, it's just not out there. The first base
people,
DH.
People are quick to bring up Gino Suarez, and I get why. 49 home runs, that is legit, but he is a significant drop off in terms of quality of hitter from Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber. The
yeah.
strikeouts are almost 200, I think 196 off the top last year. That is a lot of strikeouts. And if he's your number four bat, I don't think that's a good place to be. That's
he was disappointing for the Mariners, too. Like when they traded awful, for him, yeah. he didn't do much. And that's why they signed Naylor and they let him go. Like Naylor was good when they brought him in. But they took a couple of shots. Like they took a couple of cracks at it. The Red Sox really didn't. And now here they are. I'm a little put off by this. The New York Mets, we remember how the Reds chased them down at the end of the season there in September and knocked them, muscled them right out of the playoffs. They're letting Pete Alonso walk? That's a Cohen team. That's a team that spends. That's a team that has like a blank checkbook all every day, right? So what the hell?
I feel like with that team, it was just their fan favorites, like Cohen's team. Stearns let Cohen have some input, and they put that team on the field, and they missed the playoffs. And I think it's just, okay, now David Stearns is going to build this team in his image. Like, it's going to be his team. He may not spend everything available to him. He may keep his flexibility open for the future. But, like, David Stearns is about to do this thing his way, and it's going to be a lot different than I think Mets fans are used to, at least the last few years.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
It's weird.
I mean, it's bad news for them. Good news for the Baltimore Orioles. And, wow, that's nice to see that another team in the American League East now, a team that 2 years ago was the time, did they win the division 2 years ago, right? They were right up there. I mean, they were good. And then they let Corbin Burns go. They really bottomed out this year, despite having a lot of young talent in that lineup. And now here they are spending big in this offseason, right there on Kyle Schwarber, bringing in Pete Alonso. Don't know if maybe they're going to try and make some additions to the pitching staff or what, but where does this put the Baltimore Orioles to you guys right now?
And you could make an argument that they have the best offense in the American League now.
Yeah.
It's completely loaded with Gunner and Alonzo, Beavers, Basayo,
Ward,
yeah.
Henderson,
oh, Ward, they added Ward.
Adley Rutschman.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You can just keep
nine,
going.
They're all like
yeah, Westberg.
Jackson Holliday, Jordan Westberg.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're so deep. Luckily, they don't really have a ton of pitching right now. But we'll,
that's
no,
coming.
But,
that's coming.
They're in talks with Mackenzie Gore. They're talking to Framber, Ranger Suarez. Like
Freddy Peralta.
Peralta. I have confidence the Orioles are going to, now I have confidence they're going to add a big arm. And that is scary because that's just the Orioles. We haven't mentioned the Yankees or Blue Jays
right.
in the same division.
No, we certainly haven't. And both of those teams have better starting rotations than you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's go to Ryan, who is in New Jersey, who has a thought on the Sox signing value. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I think Lou gave away a little bit too much unintentionally earlier when he called in the show.
and he said that the Alonso exceeded the value they placed on him. Remember Chaim Bloom doing that, that we have a value which sets it up where any agent or any GM can bid $1 more and get anybody they want because they've got some statistical model cap put on every individual player. You cannot win in sports that way. You cannot set a limit on every part of your team. And this is really just Bloom 2.0. I thought they would have learned this with Bogarts because that was a complete embarrassment. That, I think he was a Boris guy too. I think Scott Boras must hate John Henry more than anybody else on earth. I mean, not only does he mess with him and everybody else all the time, but remember Henry is leading the charge with Hal in New York, who he needs to get out of the family business too, to deconstruct the union, to kill the players union and all the agents with them. That's what they're gunning for. So who else would be better to mess with than a John Henry team as it stands now? Because this is not a secret what they're gearing up to do now.
Brian, you're right about that. I just don't think they need any help. Like, they don't have to mess with John Henry. They don't have to mess with him at all. He just doesn't want to do it. Like, you know, it's not that Boris isn't really – Boris sets the price, sure. He knows there's teams that are going to come out there and nibble and bite at the price and at these players. And he knows the Red Sox, because of their past reputation, if you throw the Red Sox out there as a name, hey, watch out. You're in on Schwarber. The Red Sox are in on Schwarber. So Red Sox are in on Alonso. They're in on all these guys. They're in on Corey Seager and Bo Bichette, and they had a nice Zoom call with Bo Bichette, whatever the hell just happened yesterday, all that stuff. And if they're there, if they're lurking in the background, that's good for Scott Boras. But I think this one, for me, kind of, I think it's over. Like, I feel like the emperor has no clothes now, and everyone can kind of see it. Because with Pete Alonso, I mean, that was about as cut and dry as it gets. That's exactly what you needed. You said you wanted a guy like him. You made a whole big speech and proclamation about how that's what you're targeting. And what? You don't even really place when it comes to what the Baltimore Orioles were willing to offer him.
It feels like it's all become a bit convoluted, and it's started in the Chaim Bloom era. And everyone starts putting values and labels on these players, and it has to be perfect. Every value has to perfectly align. You can't overpay for anybody, and it doesn't need to be that complicated. Like I said at the top of the show, the Dodgers do not operate that way.
Nope.
They're the preeminent team in Major League Baseball right now. The Blue Jays try not to operate that way. It's frustrating. I don't know how many times we have to talk about it's so much easier to win when you're spending money. Goro, you said it well. Last week or the week before, it's just margin for error.
Yep.
When you spend a ton of money. You just don't have the same room for error when you're operating on a budget like the Red Sox, and we've seen it.
The Blue Jays spent $92 million on Anthony Santander last year, and it did not matter that he was awful start to finish, did not play.
A negative. He was a negative for that team.
Yeah,
it didn't
sucked.
Matter.
It meant nothing. Look at the Yankees, man. We clown on the Yankees all the time. They spend a ton on Judge, a ton on Stanton. Stanton's a disaster. Terrible contract. Cole, out for the year. Tons of money. $324 million contract.
Doesn't
Rodon,
matter.
Another $126 million. Another $200-something million for Max Fried. And they don't all have to succeed because they're so loaded with talent, and they're in the playoffs every single year.
Look no further than the Dodgers, too. Like, their entire rotation basically didn't pitch in the regular season.
Yeah.
But I saw a graphic on MLB Network where they took the actual spending, the actual payroll, but they also took the luxury tax penalties that all of these teams are paying.
Mm.
And the Dodgers are like twice as high in total amount spent than I think like the sixth or seventh highest team spends total. Like, it's like 250, and then it just, the Dodgers are over $500 million.
And I'm not even saying the Red Sox need to be like the Dodgers.
No, just be make the Blue Jays.
Make moves here and there that you could see the Dodgers making. Like, maybe overpay a little bit for Pete Alonso because he's a great fit and he fills needs that you have. Maybe just go out and be aggressive and get Alex Bregman because he's the clubhouse guy you need and he's a very good player. But no, they're going to play this game of chicken, as Bradford likes to call it, and they're just going to drag on and... Who
maybe
knows if
work.
They get their guy? Yeah, maybe it worked
but
with
maybe
JD
won't.
Martinez a few years back. It worked with Bregman last year. But if it doesn't work, then that's when we get to plan B, C, D,
right.
and E or whatever.
And some of these big spending teams, it didn't work this year. Like the Mets, they didn't make the playoffs. The Braves didn't make the playoffs. The Houston Astros got knocked out of the thing with that crazy charge that Seattle and Cleveland went on. They got knocked out too. Those are all teams that spent more than the Red Sox. And sometimes that'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you'll make a big splash and you'll spend a lot of money and you'll miss the play. I mean, it happens sometimes. But I feel like for the Red Sox, they'd rather come in last place. Like, they'd rather be a last-place team that doesn't overspend than overspend and miss the playoffs. Like, even if you miss it by, like, a game or two. You know, like, even if you're competitive and you have a real good pennant race, but you just end up getting muscled out, that is worse to them. Spending money and not doing it. And even maybe spending money and, like, losing in the wild card round, like what happened this year. Like, they spent money and then lost in the wild card round and now seem very reluctant to spend any more money. Like, I feel like that was almost a negative thing for them on the balance sheet, right?
I mean, that might have been the perfect season for John Henry. Doesn't spend a ton of money and then makes the playoffs. So what are you going to say about it?
Do you guys know how much John Henry paid in luxury tax penalties this year?
How much?
God.
$1 million. That's it.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
Man. Poor guy. I mean, he's operating at a loss. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Operating at a loss. It must be very, very tough to own the Red Sox.
That was a crazy thing. That was a crazy thing to leak.
I am operating at a loss every time I attend a Red Sox game with the prices.
I know. So. We're all operating at a loss
here. My heart aches.
Get in line, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.